This morning, Brian Toll is with us from the American Red Cross here in Murfreesboro. Brian, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. A lot happening with this Hurricane Sandy taking place on the East Coast. A whole lot happening.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been watching the news, and if you haven't been watching, I'm sure you've been hearing a lot about it anyway. There's a lot going on up there. A lot of people need a lot of help. And that's what I wanted to come here this morning to talk about.
Now, we've got some volunteers from the Murfreesboro area who are actually headed down there, I guess, this morning or yesterday. And they're down there now, right?
Well, they're actually on standby right now. They haven't left yet because of the travel restrictions and the unavailability of flights into the area. A lot of people need help up in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and all in that area. But we have people from the entire Nashville area, what's known as now as the Tennessee Volunteer Region, which is, you know, central and western Tennessee, that have gone up there, and some already are in place. We anticipate sending many, many more up there as time goes on.
How many do you anticipate to send up there?
I can't give you an exact number on that. I think it all depends on the need, and it all depends on the availability of our volunteers down here.
Now, you were saying earlier some meal trucks from the Nashville area already down there or headed down there, I guess?
There are several what are called ERVs, emergency response vehicles. They're used for mobile feedings, and two of them from Nashville are already at least on their way, or they're already up there. There's one from Clarksville that's up there and one from Memphis that I believe is there as well.
And you may go up there as well. You don't know yet, but you may end up going there tonight or tomorrow, I guess.
I don't know yet. I don't think I'll be going there that soon. I've got some obligations here in Murfreesboro and really all in the Heart of Tennessee chapter to take care of. My primary goal is to get more volunteers involved so that they can get the experience and that they can grow. And, you know, we're a volunteer-led organization. That's the most important part, so that we have more people who are going to be able to lead us through something that happens if and when it happens down here in Rutherford County. But I would like to go. That's, you know, the area that's been hit really, really hard, you know, southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey. That's where I was born and raised. I used to spend my summers down in Ocean City and Cape May. So a lot of what everyone's been seeing on the news is really my old stomping grounds from when I was a kid.
Brian Toll with us this morning from the American Red Cross here in town. And by the way, their office is on Memorial Boulevard. So if anybody would like to stop by, make donations, or talk about volunteering for upcoming disasters, we know there's going to be more.
Absolutely. And that's really why I wanted to come here this morning. First of all, I want to let people know that if they want to support the American Red Cross, first of all, thank you in advance. But also, there are several ways to do it. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make a donation. You can go and visit www.redcross.org. You can also text Red Cross, that's one word, Red Cross, to 90999 to make a $10 donation. It makes it that easy. But really, why I wanted to come here was to talk about not just what's going on, but the whole purpose of volunteering, because, you know, I sat listening to, you know, even before the storm hit, thinking what's going to happen. And, you know, I thought, you know, how much I would like to get involved and to go up there and to be part of the response. And there will be time for that. But mostly I remember that I have responsibilities here, and this is an opportunity that we need to take advantage of to get the message across to members of every community that we serve that disasters do happen. And we need to be ready for that when they do happen. You know, the Good Friday tornado, the Nashville floods, those are some of the biggest in recent memory in this area. And, you know, we're a volunteer-led organization, and we only operate thanks to the availability and the participation of our volunteers and because of the generosity of donations from the American public. We're not a government agency. We operate basically 100% based on people's goodwill. And so if you've ever thought about becoming a volunteer with the Red Cross, thinking, you know, that's something that I'd really like to do, and you see things happening on TV and you think you'd like to be part of helping people in that situation in the future, even if you can't be part of it right now, I encourage you, please visit our website, come stop in and see us at 501 Memorial Boulevard, visit redcross.org and just enter your zip code and it'll tell you what your nearest Red Cross office is. So please, we really encourage and we really need your support.
Do you have to go through that orientation and training before you can actually volunteer for things like Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast?
Yes, we do. We're a very large organization, and the way that we operate a shelter in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, has to be the same way that we operate a shelter in Ocean City, in New Jersey or Washington, D.C., or wherever you go. And that's what gives us the flexibility and the availability to respond so quickly the way that we do. You know, someone coming from Murfreesboro will arrive at a shelter in New Jersey and they'll know exactly what to do because of the training that they've had. And there are other steps that people need to go through as well. But training is absolutely important. That way somebody isn't just showing up on the job and being told what to do or saying, hey, where do I fit in here? They know what to do and they get right to work.
And to volunteer to learn how to train or to learn how what to do, I guess, in cases of emergency, all they need to do is call your office or stop by.
To know what to do during emergencies for themselves and for their families, there are several resources. Redcross.org is one resource. Ready.gov, which is a webpage that's operated by FEMA, is another great resource. We like to tell people, have a plan, make a kit, be prepared, get trained. If you're looking for what could go into your family's disaster preparedness kit, Ready.gov, FEMA, Redcross.org, they all have great suggestions on what you can include there as far as bottled water, medicines, food, blankets, batteries, radios, so forth.
Sounds good. Brian Toll with us again from the American Red Cross. He is with the local chapter here in Murfreesboro. Brian, thank you for joining us, and give us that phone number one more time.
The local phone number here for the Heart of Tennessee chapter is 615-893-4272. Again, that's 615-893-4272. If you want to make a donation to the Red Cross, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go to redcross.org or text Red Cross to 90999 for a $10 donation.
Sounds good. And we'll also post this story on our website later on this morning so everybody can have access to it.
I appreciate it, Scott.